This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to the task at hand here. By the way, the BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. And that's basically what we've been talking about all day long, is the fact that Juan Soto of the New York Mets is not going to be in the All-Star game tonight. And because of that, I'm boycotting. Now, you can do whatever you want. I'm sure most of you are going to watch the game, and if you cared to watch the All-Star game. It's not like you're going to go out of your way to watch it, but there's a lot of intriguing things about the game tonight. I just can't let myself get to a point where I am going to let Major League Baseball win, meaning me watch their product when I know that they did something terribly wrong by not putting Juan Soto on the All-Star team. By any account measurable, he is an All-Star. Every step of the way, he's been an All-Star. It's not, oh, bad start, he's not an All-Star. No, nonsense. Even a slow start for Soto is better than most. He should be an All-Star. So a lot of appeal about the game tonight from a local standpoint. You want to see Judge. Yeah, okay, Judge and Rodon and Jazz, and obviously Boone managing with Joe Torre, and the fact that they're wearing the old uniforms. From a Mets perspective, it's Lindor and David Peterson making his All-Star debut. And Alonso, obviously, who's been a multi-time All-Star. Edwin Diaz maybe getting an inning in the game. I can't get into it because there is one glaring omission. I'm actually shocked, as a matter of fact. I'm shocked that over the course of the weekend, Soto didn't find his way there. That Major League Baseball didn't have Soto get his way there. Shocked at that. And you're going to have an All-Star game tonight with one of the game's biggest stars on the sideline. Not because he's hurt, not because he had an awful first half, but because somehow baseball didn't get Juan Soto into the game. Patrick is calling from Smithtown. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Sal. I'm a Yankee fan, but I totally agree with you that Soto deserves to be at the All-Star game. However, I was surprised to hear you say before you like the rule where every team gets at least one representative. Do you think that maybe snake bit Soto a little bit, that there's too many Mets? And, you know, let's be honest, there's no one on the Colorado Rockies better than Juan Soto.
Well,
so just maybe because, you know, it's a little bloated, he couldn't get in.
But think about it, Patrick. Are you a Mets fan or Yankees fan or whatever? Who do you root for?
I'm a Yankees fan.
Okay.
I hated to see Soto go, but I don't hate him.
No, but I'm asking you this question for a reason here. So you haven't really had that issue because Yankee fans, especially in the last 30 years, there have been plenty of Yankees that have been All-Stars. From a Mets fan perspective, there have been very lean years that the Mets have not really had a true All-Star, and they're forced to have the one representative. And that keeps a fan base, in this example, the Mets, involved. You want to use the Marlins, you want to use the Pirates or the Rockies, to your point. Like, yeah, we know Juan Soto is better than those guys. I also think, though, a big part of the All-Star game should be its appeal to all fan bases and trying to grow the game. And the best way to do that is a combination of the best players and also involving every team. Plus, it's just one player at minimum from every team. It's not like is going to be forced down your throat where you can't find an all-star on these teams. And also that, to me, Patrick, is not the reason why Soto didn't get selected. He could have been in. He just didn't get selected over some guys for whatever reason, that even teams with multiple all-stars.
No, yeah, you got a point, but I think it should just be the best players, and I guess I understand what you mean as a Met fan, but yeah, I think it's just the best players versus the best players.
It's easy for us to say the Mets don't have that problem anymore. The Yankees, like we said, haven't had that problem, but it's easy for us to say, Patrick, and thank you for the call. And look, it's a good argument. Brandon Nimmo brought up that argument that it should just be the best players. Shouldn't be forced to take, a player from every team. But I don't think that's the best. I would not want to exclude the Marlins fans or the Pirates fans. The Padres have Manny Machado voted in as a starter, and then they got Fernando Tatis Jr. selected as an all-star reserve. His numbers are nowhere near what Juan Soto's are. Corbin Carroll, again, the second Diamondback selected. Ketel Marte is the starter for second base for the National League. And yet Corbin Carroll gets voted in to be the backup over Soto. So those are, I know everybody's talking about Kyle Stowers from Miami, but he actually has good numbers. He deserves to be an all-star, and you got to get a Marlin in. So I have no problem with that. I have a problem with Tatis and Corbin Carroll specifically getting selected over Juan Soto. Hey, look, it's an all-star team. As Soto said, it's hard to make it. Hard to do it. A lot of great players here. But he should have made it over, at the very least, Tatis Jr. or Corbin Carroll. At the very least. But I don't have a problem with, and there are other players on there too from the Padres, a bunch of relief pitchers and all that stuff. So other teams, you could find teams with multiple players where it's not just because everybody had to have an all-star that Juan Soto got snubbed. That's not the case. Connie is in Westbury. What's up, Connie?
Hi. You mentioned that the players voted, didn't vote for him. And who are they kidding? They would have gone to the highest bidder. A Judge didn't. He did not go to the highest bidder.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge turned down a little bit more money to stay for the Yankees because that meant more to him. Now it's a little bit more money he turned down from the Giants. He wanted to be a Yankee. Remember, too, he also had to get on the horn with Hal and have that contract go up. But you don't think Aaron Judge was also about the money to a certain extent? I mean, it's players have done that historically, Connie. So you want to say Judge, great. That was a great thing. If Aaron Judge were about taking the most money, he would not be a New York Yankee. I think that says more about the Yankees than it does about Aaron Judge. The Yankees should have made him the best offer. They shouldn't have gotten outdone by the Giants for Aaron Judge.
Yeah, but you also mentioned that the Home Run Derby should be people like Judge and Otani. You can't force them to be in the Home Run Derby.
Right, and you can't force me to watch. That's correct, and you can't force me to watch. And thank you for the call, Connie. Good stuff. I really don't care who it is. Put whoever you want in it, but I don't have to watch it. Am I more likely to watch a Home Run Derby with Aaron Judge, Pete Alonso, Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, or Jazz Chisholm? Now, Cal Raleigh deserves.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To be in there, but, you know, again, no, I'm not. I'd rather watch the superstars. I'm not saying that they were bad participants in the Home Run Derby. You know, Rooker, I know that he got robbed. People are saying whatever. Like, the Home Run Derby is a tough watch to begin with, especially with the way that they changed the format. A caller brought that up earlier, and he couldn't be more correct. So why wouldn't it be more appealing if there were bigger stars? Then it'd be like, all right, well, whatever the format is, these are the game's biggest stars. And you didn't have that last night. But those are simple fixes. And you're right, those players have to choose to go there. So they chose not to go. Juan Soto was not selected to go to the All-Star game, which is ridiculous. Am I more likely to watch an All-Star game with Juan Soto in it than not? You better believe it. No Soto, no Sal. Matt is in Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, man. You're on fire today. I got to say, this is the best I ever heard you. So I'm really happy for that. The show's been great. Love the interview with Damian Priest. I'm a fan. You know, I saw him wrestle in Philadelphia when he was with ROH. If you have him back on for another interview at some point, I'd love for you to ask him how it was working with Cody Rhodes. During that time when Cody Rhodes was not in WWE, when I went to a show in ROH, you know, they were wrestling in front of a couple hundred people, and Cody Rhodes was there, and he was there a couple of years ago, and I think that'd be an interesting question.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to remember to do that next time we get him in.
Yeah, originally I was going to call and ask you who you would leave off the All-Star roster to get Soto on, but about a couple minutes ago you kind of went through it, and, you know, numbers-wise, I think Fernando Tatis might be the guy. He's, you know, a superstar and everything. So you already kind of answered that question. So I just want to pivot and say the reason I think Juan Soto is not on the roster, and he deserves to be, and maybe MLB should look into, you know, when they do the voting and stuff. He got off to an okay start. We went over that, we know.
Mm-hmm.
But they do this kind of early. Like Fernando Tatis got off to a blistering start. Corbin Carroll got off to a blistering start. And they started voting for All-Stars like 3 weeks ago. Kind of when Soto was starting to get hot, in the middle of him getting hot. And, you know, I'm surprised he's not on the team. You did great today. The interview was good. And I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
Well, thank you, Matt, very much. We appreciate the kind words right there. I appreciate that very much. That could be part of it. Okay, well, Corbin Carroll or Tatis, whatever, they were out to better starts. Then that's a flaw in the voting system. Also, what I would say on top of that is Soto's star power should have more weight than even the beginning, you know, month or two of the season. Regardless of when they're voting, if you're voting and Juan Soto is on the ballot and he's done what he's done throughout the course of his career, like, what's the excuse for Julio Rodriguez making it? How come nobody's talking about that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
He got voted in as a reserve, Julio Rodriguez. Now, I'm not going to compare every number over the, you know, throughout the course of the American League. Julio Rodriguez so far this year is hitting .252. He's got 14 homers with an OPS of .730. I mean, this is a guy who has been a star before and has had monster years, and this clearly is not his best go of things. He's having a down year, or at least to his standards. You think that screams all-star? I mean, Julio Rodriguez, his rookie year, 28 homers, 75 ribbies, .284 average. 2023, 32 homers, 103 ribbies, .275, OPS over 800 both those years. Last year, a little bit of a down year, coming back down to earth a little bit. Played 143 games, only had 20 homers. But the fact that Julio Rodriguez, that's not a big-time first half, and yet he got in. So is it just about the numbers, or maybe because he has the track record or the pedigree of years before where he's worked himself into a star? That's where Juan Soto should be at. Richard's in Floral Park. What's up, Richard?
Hey, Sal. I got a couple of good points to talk to you about. One, everybody was complaining in baseball because of the kid from Pittsburgh getting in. What about Acuña? Acuña's only been playing about 20 games so far. And already he's the starter. Why wasn't Soto in there?
Yeah.
And they're upward, they didn't vote Soto in because he started off cold. What, eventually he wasn't going to start hitting and start ripping the cover off the ball? Come on.
Yeah, what kid are you talking about from Pittsburgh that people are complaining about?
The pitcher, Mizorowski.
No, he's in Milwaukee. He's with Milwaukee. That's why we get confused there.
It's okay.
I was just confused for a second because I was like, I don't think people are complaining about Skeens, and thank you for the call, Richard. Yeah, Mizorowski. The only reason why people are complaining about him, and by the way, I would accept Mizorowski in it. You know why? Because you want to watch him pitch. Oh, who's this guy? Some flamethrower? Okay, he's only pitched 5 games, but still, there's appeal there. There's star power appeal there with Mizorowski. I don't think he has earned it in just 5 games. I don't think anybody could earn that. Think about it. 5 games. 5 games. He's pitched 5 games. and you tell me he's an all-star, I think that's bull crap. But if your theory is, well, we want the biggest stars on the biggest or the brightest stars on the biggest stage, and you believe Mizorowski is going to be one of those, understood. Then how could you leave Juan Soto off? That's what I'm saying. There's no measurement that makes any sense. John is in Ridge, New York. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, Sal? What's up, buddy?
How are you, John?
I'm good. So I just want to tell you about this weekend. So David Wright had a meet and greet out on Long Island. And growing up, my son's favorite player, you know, has a tattoo of him on his leg.
Hmm.
And what a great guy. And it was to see the expression on your son's face after 12 years of idolizing this guy. The guy was just a pure pro. I'm sure you've met him numerous times, but what a nice guy.
I have.
It was an awesome friggin' day.
It's great to hear, John, and you're going to like this week that we have in store for you here, starting tomorrow as we begin the look ahead to David Wright having his number retired on Saturday by the Mets, and we'll have plenty of guests starting tomorrow. Some in studio, some over the phone. David Wright will be joining us on Friday. Also have, remember we've been promoting the Wright Way, which will premiere on Thursday night on SNY. I already saw it. It is tremendous. It's a must watch. So you got to stay locked in for that. We will also have a special baseball night in New York on Friday with David Wright, Jose Reyes, and Terry Collins. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a big week of David Wright starting tomorrow. But the one common theme that you will find out, and a lot of times like it's always like, oh, yeah, he's a good guy. This guy's a great guy. He couldn't have been nicer. With him, with David, it's legit. He is as respectful as a star player as you will ever meet. And that, to me, is my favorite thing about him. Yes, he put up big years. Yes, he loved being a Met and homegrown and all those different things. But the respect that he has for other individuals, the kindness that he has, those are things that, to me, separate him. And that's why I'm very happy that he's having this honor, having the number five retired. It's going to be a fun week. Now, I didn't go to the meet and greet. Our buddy Brian Myers, who was on yesterday, he went to the meet and greet and said the same thing about Dave Wright. It was the first time he met him. I've been lucky enough to meet him a couple of times here at the Fan, I think. I don't know if it was just once or twice, but either way, he's been great. We've had him on the show before. So love David Wright. Could not be a nicer guy. And it'll be a big week talking about all the Wright stuff. Starting, like I said, tomorrow with Terry Collins will be in studio with us tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I believe we have him set for. So plenty of guests throughout the course of this week, including the man himself, David Wright. And you know what David Wright did plenty of times too? Made the All-Star team. Made the All-Star team. You know who's not at the All-Star game tonight? That's right. Juan Soto. No Soto, no Sal. Is that true, Hoff? Just confirmed another guest? You want to say that one on the air? No, another friend
that
of the show?
You know, I'll keep that a secret tomorrow.
So not, but we're not talking about Terry Collins, who will be in studio 11.
No, he's good.
Another guest?
Yes.
Ooh, I like it. All right, Sal and friends all week long. Stay tuned for that. It will be Thursday. We'll have Joe Torre at the golf, the Safe at Home Foundation, as we do every year. That's always a fun show to look forward to. So a lot going on this week, even with the lack of games, being it's the All-Star break. And we definitely have to get into more of the trade stuff with, you know, the Yankees. We mentioned it earlier. We mentioned Garrett Wilson as well. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But who the Mets and Yankees should target, second half expectations, all that stuff. Actually, too, I want to predict, Hoff. We should do this. I was going to say wait till BT comes back, but the problem is I'm going to be out next week. But I want to do the Pete predictor. Remember we were talking about that, the home run predictor? He's got six to go. Let's pick a date here, maybe put something on the line, when Pete Alonso will break the Mets' all-time home run record. And also, tomorrow I want to get into Andy Martino. We just don't have enough time in the show today, and I wanted to complain about the All-Star game. You know, no Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting it. Tomorrow I want to get more into, and maybe actually we could call Andy and get him on. He wrote something for SNY.TV over the weekend that said that the Mets tried to trade Pete Alonso for Pete Crow Armstrong in 2023. And that's juicy. So we'll have a lot of that tomorrow. I want to get into that because I was telling Andy, like, we were talking about this yesterday on Baseball Night New York. I was like, dude, it would have been a riot. Remember, this is Pete Crow Armstrong 2 years ago, not now. So 2 years ago, if you think about the idea that the Mets, who were sellers at the time, were not actively overly aggressive trying to trade Alonso. But remember, that was the rumor with the Brewers where the Mets were reportedly on the 5-yard line, whatever, something like that, which was proven to be false. They never really got that close. But the Mets were open to the thought of moving on from Pete Alonso to the point where they at least called the Cubs saying, hey, how about a little Pete for Pete swap? And the Cubs said, no, thank you. And that was the common sense thought, like, okay, well, why would you trade a player with years of control, play center field, for an aging first baseman who's going to be a free agent soon? But Met fans would have rioted if they traded Pete Alonso for the prospect that they once had, that they traded for Javi Baez, especially going back 2 years ago. I don't even think Met fans want to do that trade now. So that could be a juicier topic we get into tomorrow. Only got a half hour left in the show. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Joey's in Belmar. What's up, Joey?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good.
Listen, I just want to look at this at another angle. Is it possible MLB snubbed Soto because they have something against Steve Cohen?
No, because then why would they have other Mets going to the game?
Well, it's just the biggest star of the game. Huh. Is not going.
No, I get it.
It just seems like that's wrong, of course. I mean, they were interviewing Tatis like he was freaking Joe DiMaggio on ESPN yesterday.
Who?
I think guys got nothing but good things to say about this guy.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, Joey, and thank you for the call. I don't think this is a stick it to Steve Cohen. We're not selecting Soto. I don't know what the reasons are, how they even got here. It's just idiocy to the highest of levels. It makes no sense. Let's just simplify it. I mean, imagine if this happened, if Soto were... I can't even believe that people are... I don't think people are making a big enough deal about this. Imagine if this happened with Soto with the Yankees last year. Let's say the same exact thing happened. The Yankees trade for Juan Soto. Soto goes out and has the first half that he's had this year with the Mets, and he's not selected to the All-Star game. What? People be going nuts. And it's even worse now, being that Soto got more attention because of the mega contract. And all that came with it, being, you know, the guy who left the Yankees to choose the Mets, still staying in New York, but taking that huge money. Like, he's even a bigger star now based on all the drama surrounding his contract and based on the contract itself. How the hell could he not be on the All-Star game? This makes no sense. I don't even care about the stupid All-Star game, but come on. This is an egregious wrong. Oh, why are you getting all worked up about the All-Star game? Because it's not about the All-Star game. It's about right and wrong. This is flat out wrong and stupid for Major League Baseball. One thing I can't tolerate is stupidity. Like, certain things drive me nuts. Oh, do you really care that much about this or that? Do you really care? Like, the results don't mean as much as they did to me. You know, they don't mean as much to me now as they did when I was 15, 20. Like, I got news for you. When you start to grow up and become an adult, I'm not saying that it's immature to be a sports fan. Obviously, it's not. I love being a sports fan. But when serious life things happen to you, and I don't need to get into all the details, but as you get older, you experience certain things that are very impactful in real life that take precedent over a team that you grew up rooting for losing a game. That's just the reality of it. So at 45 years old for me, things don't, you know, the Mets losing a game or whatever, pick a team, losing a game doesn't mean as much as it once did in the grand scheme of things. But what gets me annoyed is stupidity. Or players not playing the right way, or organizations making dumb decisions. Those things just drive me nuts. And in this particular case, Major League Baseball has made an egregious error. It is a horrible wrong as it pertains to the All-Star game and Juan Soto, and as a byproduct, Mets fans. I mean, how the hell is Juan Soto not an All-Star? Doesn't make any sense. And it's just being like, eh, whatever. One of the biggest stars in the game? A guy who's arguably going to be in the conversation to win an MVP? Put up numbers that are better than other All-Stars? Plays in the biggest market? Has the biggest contract? He's not an All-Star? Oh, good God. Keith is in Connecticut. What's up, Keith?
What's going on, Sal? Nice to talk to you.
How are you, Keith?
I'm good, man. I'm a Yankee fan, but this topic forced me to call because I completely agree Soto should be an all-star. He is a superstar. He is third when it comes to the fact of, when it comes to the bettors of winning the MVP, and he's sixth when it comes to jersey sales.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... All those different things. That's what I was saying, Keith. Like, if he had a subpar first half, right? Or even a bad first half. If Soto had a, because he did have a first, he had a subpar first couple of months, subpar according to his standard. But if he had a bad first half, I still think there's an argument to be made he should be an all-star because he's Juan freaking Soto.
Exactly. And like I said, the Yankee fans can say what they want. We do miss him. He was exciting. He was fun to watch. The handshakes, the Judge. Come on. People have to be honest, and that's the problem where I'm with you. There's something else going on. Are they mad that they had to pay him that much money so they found a way to kind of stick it to him? More like, I don't know. There's something more to it. That's why I'm glad you keep talking about
it. Yeah, go ahead.
Anybody that's a baseball fan, a true fan, not kind of, nitpick the numbers, would expect to see Juan Soto at.
Right. That's exactly right, Keith. Whether you're a Yankee fan, Met fan, it doesn't matter. He should be at the All-Star game. And it'd be one thing. There's no way I could do this type of show today and yell and scream about it or say no Soto, no Sal, I'm boycotting the game if his numbers weren't on par or better than the others, which they are. I couldn't make that fight. I could still say, hey, man, I think it's ridiculous. All right, the guy didn't have a great first half, but he's still Juan Soto. He still should be at the All-Star game. But, and that would have been the tough thing. Like, yeah, if he's on the bubble, you should give him the benefit of the doubt because of his pedigree, even if he didn't have a great first half. This is the opposite. All his numbers are better than the All-Stars, some of the All-Stars that are there, and they got selected instead of him in the outfield. And he's a huge star. Like, what are we doing? Which makes me think there is something more to it. Is it the jealousy of other players? I don't understand. Are they upset that Soto took the most money? I'm confused. I would think that that's a good thing for the sport. When a player like that gets that type of contract, it should be better for the guys who come now behind him, who follow him. This just makes no sense. I'm telling you, this is not a bit to a point where I legitimately would like to go home tonight and watch the All-Star game because of a lot of different things. I want to see our guy Booney manage. I want to see Joe Torre there in uniform. I want to see the players representing their teams in the right uniforms. I want to see Peterson, Alonso, Lindor, Judge, Rodon, Jazz, all that stuff. There's a lot of, I want to see the challenge system. I'm not doing it because I have to stand for something. This is my way of picketing. Like, I'm not a big picketer. I just don't understand. I'm like, how do people have the time to do that stuff? Well, this to me doesn't take much effort. All it takes is me going home and, you know, spending a little more time with my wife, watching something she wants. So this is actually an easy out for me, even though I want to watch the game. But I have to boycott it because it's my only way to voice my displeasure. I can't sit here and yell and scream and say, how could Soto not be an all-star and then sit back and enjoy the festivities tonight? I'm not going to do that. There is an extreme wrong that has taken place here. Is it a huge deal because the All-Star game, does it matter to most people? Probably not, but this should be a bigger deal than is being made of it. Which is why I'm trying to make a bigger deal of it today. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. One of the biggest stars in the game with the numbers to back it up. How's he not a freaking All-Star? 888-808-1019. John is in Bergen County, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Hey there, Sal. How's it going? I have two All-Star points about the All-Star game, and I have a great David Wright story. But first, like, I have to disagree with you. You know, when these players are having a great first half, and maybe they've been in the league 3 years, you have no idea who the person is, and they come out of nowhere, they deserve to be in it. I mean, over great players. Now, when we get to my second point, when you get to the reserves, yeah, you know what? Put the great players in. Soto should have been there. Now, my David Wright story, he's, like you said, he's a great guy. My best friend, one of my best friends' daughter had cancer. Oh. She had to have her elbow replaced. It was years of having it, not having it. And in the middle, she actually met David Wright. David Wright, she wrote a letter. I don't know, maybe my buddy wrote the letter. I can't remember. But she actually met him. He took her to a game. She went down and met all the Mets. Amazing guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tremendous story. Obviously sad there, John, and thank you for the call, but thank you for sharing that with us. He, and again, I don't know, I'm not, friends with him or whatever. I've had some interactions with him, and I can just tell, and I've interacted with a bunch of, athletes, former athletes, and David Wright is atop the list as far as the just respect and humility that he shows. He truly does not believe. Like, there are a lot of guys that you meet, and look, you're a professional athlete, making millions of dollars, you've had great success and all that stuff. There are a lot of guys who really believe they are on another level than the rest of us. And there's a reason for that. Even though David Wright is and had that success with the money and the fame and all that stuff, he still acts like a normal, respectful human being. And that's because of the way that he was raised. And you see that in The Right Way, which is going to premiere Thursday night on SNY. You probably knew that anyway beforehand about his mother being a teacher, his father being a cop, and just the, stuff that they instilled in him as a kid. But those things to me go a long way. And I have even a greater appreciation for it as I get older. And you'd be hard pressed to find a better combination of star player who embraced his team and his town and treated everybody, regardless of stature, with the same amount of respect. And that's probably the greatest compliment that you could pay anybody. And that's David Wright.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Soto's not an all-star. You got to admit it.
Based on what exactly?
Because he's a bum. Thank God he's not a Yankee. I'd rather have Oscar Azokar than him.
And what is that based on?
Because people vote on who's the all-stars, right?
Yeah.
And the people have spoken.
Which
enough
people? Which people?
Not every person who voted on the all-star ballot.
Right. So
and he's not.
Right, what about you?
Not good enough.
According to who? According to what standard is he not good enough?
Every one of them.
But look at the numbers. If I were to tell you that he has better numbers than a lot of the guys that got selected, your response would be?
Then maybe people don't like him.
Okay. And is that a reason to make him not an all-star?
Sure.
Why? Now, why don't you like him? You'd rather have Oscar Azokar. Why is that?
Or Espinoza. I like Espinoza, too.
Now, okay.
I'm stating myself.
Now, why is that? You root for who, Larry?
I know who it is. Yeah. You've talked to me before. Yeah,
a big what? Go ahead. Just let everybody know. We know it, but I want to confirm it. Go ahead.
The best team that ever has played the game. You know who it is. I don't even have to tell you.
The Cardinals? I thought you were a Yankee fan. I'm sorry, Larry, and thank you for the call. Cardinal fan? Oh, had me fooled. Larry, tricky right there. Leading me into, I thought it was a Yankee fan. Turns out he's a Cardinal fan. Best team ever. BT and Sal, all the fan. BT on vacation all week long, so just me and you. 888-808-1019. Let's finish up on the phones. Remember, too, we'll have a lot of guests as it pertains to David Wright. The Mets will be retiring his number out at Citi Field on Saturday. Can't wait for that. So we'll have a bunch of guests starting tomorrow with Terry Collins in studio at 11 o'clock. Brad is in Middletown. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Sal. How's it going? It's been a while.
How are you, Brad? Good to hear from you.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Listen, a lot of people might think I'm crazy for saying this, but oh well. Personally, the owners of the other baseball teams want Cashman to panic because you got Eugenio Suarez, who's got 4 months left before he's a free agent, third base, and having a great year. They're hoping that the Yankees will cut through some of their top prospects for the guy. They made that mistake with Soto, even though Soto had a great year. But now, Michael King, all those pitchers are gone. What the Yankees should do is keep what they got, if anything. Now, this is me personally. Anything. They should go to Detroit and see what to get Trey Sweeney back from Detroit and put him at third base where he played in the Yankee farm system. Good glove, good bat. and take it from there, because they've given up too much on their youth for guys that are on their careers are on their way out.
Yeah, here's the thing. Why is Detroit, Brad, and thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Why is Detroit making any trades like that right now? They're not giving up Sweeney. Why would they do that? And I'm with you. I don't want Eugenio Suarez. It's not that it's a knock on him. It's that I don't think he's a great fit for the Yankees. So combined with what it's going to take to get him, and I think the Yankees have bigger needs. Yes, they need a third baseman. They do not need a third baseman who's going to hit 30-plus home runs. And you would say, well, why wouldn't anybody take a third baseman who's on fire, going to hit 30-plus home runs? You take that. With the Yankees, I wouldn't, because they have a bunch of guys who can hit home runs. I want a more balanced, well-rounded baseball player. A third baseman who's going to be great defensively, or at the very least, very good defensively, and put the bat on the ball. Put the ball in play. I'd rather somebody who hits 300 as opposed to 30 home runs. I think the Yankees need a more balanced hitter than a 35 home run guy. Not to mention that would be down the list of priorities where you look at bullpen, potentially another starter. I'd rather go, I can't even believe I'm saying this, I'd rather go the IKF route if I'm the Yanks. They don't need a star at third base. They have plenty of stars in that lineup. That's not the issue. Frank is in Fairfield. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Sal, like your show, I'm 100% with you on Dodo. I can't understand why he's not there. He's one of the best top three players in the game. And I think the reason why he should be an all-star is look what he did for the Mets just coming over. He made everybody else around him better. They had a great record. They had some issues with some injuries. But I'm surprised there hasn't been more of an uproar in him not being tonight. The All-Star game will not be the same without him.
You nailed it, Frank, and thank you for the call. And not just because we agree, but because you nailed it. The All-Star game's not going to be the same without him, and there should be more of an uproar here. And maybe the reason why there isn't, and this is just the truth of the situation, is because half the fan base in this town hates Juan Soto or is mad at Soto for leaving, which is fair. Like, that's a part of the deal. But if it were just a singular team, if this were the Knicks, that's why I tried to make it like if it were Aaron Judge before, if this were the Knicks and their superstar player got wronged like this, Jalen Brunson or whatever, we'd be going nuts about it. Maybe it's because there are certain Mets that are in there, certain Yankees that are in there. I think it's more that Soto has split the fan bases even further than it felt before. We know there's always the divide with the Mets and Yankees, but Soto has made that gap even wider. More animosity there now than ever. But this is a huge deal. As it pertains to the All-Star game, like, it's all relative. None of it means anything. But if we're going to celebrate Aaron Boone for being there, or Aaron Judge, or Jazz Chisholm, or Carlos Rodon, or David Peterson, or Francisco Lindor, or Pete Alonso, dude, like, to me, all those stars, it not having Soto there takes away from having those stars there. It's a glaring omission that prevents at least me from embracing the All-Star game and getting excited about it. No Soto, no Sal. Eric is calling from Massapequa. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal, what's going on? I agree with a lot of things you say, but I disagree on this Soto thing. If you look at it, you keep talking about stats and stats. The first 2 months of the year, he hit 200. With runners on base and runners in scoring position this year, he's hitting 183 and 176. He had a phenomenal June. I'm not going to take that away from him. But the first 2 months of the year, he was really bad. Like, I think you're forgetting how bad he was those first 2 months.
Yeah. He was not bad. He was bad in comparison to what he normally does.
No, he hit 223 and 232 and 219 the first 2 months of the year. That's terrible.
No,
and that was 200 total at bat.
Yeah, but look at the power numbers that he had as well. Look at his OPS.
I'm looking at it. He had two home runs and six home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you're forgetting how bad he was.
No. Believe me, Eric, I'm not forgetting it. I'm the first one to call him out. I called him out after 20 games.
No, you were. I agree. I remember you saying it.
I'm not forgetting it, but you have to understand that if you look at his number, first of all, you can't just go based off of 2 months. If that's what we're doing now, then what's the point? So why do we even play June? But then that's wrong. And it also should go about last year. It should go by his track record, number one. Number two, the type of numbers that he puts up. June is a part of it. Why are you or anybody else valuing May or April more than June or the beginning of July. That doesn't make any sense. Also, Juan Soto was bad in comparison to his standards, not bad overall. Now, he's been god-awful with runners in scoring position. That I agree with you on. But is that the measurement now? I mean, well, I don't understand why it's, well, he was bad in April or May. Oh, yeah, but look at his June. Even if your thought is he was bad in April or May, and I don't think he was bad. I think he was disappointing, and I don't think he's anywhere near his standards. But even his bad, how many times is he on base? Look at his on base or look at his OPS, whatever you want to say, in comparison to others. How was Aaron Judge April last year? How'd Judge do in April last year? Do you know why you're not concerned about Judge in April last year? Give you a second to think about it. Because Juan Soto was a beast, and it got overlooked when he was with the Yankees, and the Yankees won. Aaron Judge had an awful April. Awful. Did he make the All-Star team? How'd he do that? He had a good May and a good June, I'm assuming, right? So why is that different? Are we counting April or are we not? June doesn't count. We only count April and May when it's selective to the argument. And we leave out June when it's selective to the argument. I mean, June's a part of the first half of the season, guys. I mean, come on. Dennis is in Woodbridge, New Jersey. What's up, Dennis?
Good afternoon, Sal. So I'm a lifelong Met fan. And I'm just going to say the reason he's not on the team is because a lot of players on the team, on the league, do not like him. I don't like his antics. I think he's a bit of a hot dog. I could read some of the other players' body language, seeing they don't like him. Do you remember the game against Atlanta? I was a Strider or one of their other really good pitchers. There was a pitch right down the middle. And Soto's bending out of the way, looking back at the umpire. And the pitcher's going, it was down the middle. Pitchers don't yell at batters normally like that if they respect them. Aaron Judge could have a bad year. He's respected by everybody in the league.
Well, maybe that's the case. That's fair, Dennis. And thank you for the call. Maybe they don't like him. But that's not right. And who cares if they like him or not? He's an all-star. Was Barry Bonds well-liked? I don't remember him getting snubbed by the all-star team or the all-star selectors. By the way, Soto, I'm not sure where the last caller was getting his information from 2 calls ago. He hit 241 in April, March. So maybe he was leaving out March. I'm not sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.